The Holy Gospel of Jesus Christ according to St. Mark. Chapter 1. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before thee, who shall prepare thy way, the voice of one crying in the desert, Make ready the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." There came John in the desert, baptizing and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea went out to him, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed in camel's hair, with a leathern girdle about his loins, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "One mightier than I is coming after me, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and loose. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And immediately on coming up from the water, he saw the heavens opened and the Spirit as a dove descending and remaining upon him. And there came a voice from the heavens, "Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased." And immediately the Spirit drove him forth into the desert, and he was in the desert 40 days and 40 nights, being tempted the while by Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. And after John had been delivered up, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, "The time was fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." And passing along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And at once they left the nets and followed him. And going on a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They also were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. And they entered Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he went into the synagogue and began to teach them. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Now in their synagogue there was a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus of Nazareth? Hast thou come to destroy us? For I know who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace, and go out of the man." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, went out of him. And they were all amazed, so that they inquired among themselves, saying, "What is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And rumor concerning him went forth immediately into all the region round about Galilee. And as soon as they came out of the synagogue, they, with James and John, came to the house of Simon and Andrew. Now Simon's mother-in-law was keeping her bed sick with a fever, and they immediately told him about her. And drawing near, he took her by the hand and raised her up. And the fever left her at once, and she began to wait on them. And when it was evening and the sun had set, they brought to him all who were ill and who were possessed, and the whole town had gathered together at the door. And he cured many who were afflicted with various diseases and cast out many devils. And he did not permit them to speak, because they knew him. And rising up long before daybreak, he went out and departed into a desert place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him followed him. And they found him and said to him, "They are all seeking thee." And he said to them, "Let us go into the neighboring villages and towns, that there also I may preach, for this is why I have come." And he was preaching in their synagogues and throughout all Galilee and casting out devils. And a leper came to him, entreating him, and kneeling down he said, "If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And Jesus, having compassion on him, stretched forth his hand and touched him, and said to him, "I will, be thou made clean." And when he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. Then he strictly charged him, and immediately drove him away. And he said to him, "See thou tell no one, but go, show thyself to the high priest, and offer for thy purification the things that Moses commanded, for a witness to them." But he went out and began to publish and to spread abroad the fact, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter a town, but remained outside in desert places. And they kept coming to him from every direction.